It's time at TalkZone for more world-changing leadership with Our Global Hope. Here again, your host, Dr. Henrik Mann.
We're back with our guest, Mr. Lou Paulson, president of the 30,000-plus strong California professional firefighters and volunteer with Boy Scouts of America, about the importance of scouting for the leadership development of boys and men during this 100th anniversary year of scouting. I want to remind listeners that they can learn more about our show by looking us up on the World Wide Web at www.ourglobalhope.com, and that they can call in on our listener call-in line, 1-888-463-6748. Lou, as we've shared some memories regarding Boy Scouts and what it might mean for a boy to start their career, I'm wondering if you can share your description of what Boy Scouts is all about and also what your role is in it as a volunteer.
Well, I think what scouting is all about is, first of all, imparting a set of values to the individual boys, and through that and allowing them to test themselves as individually and collectively as they move through and mature from 11-year-olds up until through 18. And I think that's what's proven the test of time in Boy Scouts is those fundamental Scout oath laws, those foundations, and what that means to the boys and how they can use that. I think what the advantage the Scouts has, especially nowadays, where a lot of other organizations don't, is the opportunity for boys and gals through venturing to get to the out of doors and do things that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do. And to give you an example, the troop that my son's involved with, and I'm a committee member of the troop, last year took a cycling trip down Highway 1 as a group, something that most individual kids would not be able to do. They practiced, they planned, they tested themselves, and then they ultimately did the ride from Half Moon Bay down to Orange County, an experience that those boys will remember all their lives. And scouting provides that opportunity, whether it's hiking a 50-mile hike or canoeing or biking or all those other events where you have an opportunity to challenge yourself under the umbrella and the safety of the network of the Boy Scouts of America. And my role is specifically, as I'm a committee member, like I mentioned, my son's in the troop, and I'm very proud of the achievements he's had in Boy Scouts, and I'm also a committee member for the Mount Diablo Silver Dollar Council, and I've been on the committee executive board for probably about 7-8 years now.
For our listeners' benefit, the Boy Scouts of America is one of the largest youth organizations in the United States, with over 4 million youth members in its age-related divisions. Since its founding in 1910, actually February 8th of 1910, as part of the International Scout Movement, more than 110 million Americans have been members of Boy Scouts of America. The goal of Boy Scouts of America is to train youth in responsible citizenship, character development, and self-reliance through participation in a wide range of outdoor activities, educational programs, and at older age levels, career-oriented programs in partnership with community organizations. For younger members, the Scout Method is part of the program to inculcate typical scouting values such as trustworthiness, good citizenship, and outdoor skills through a variety of activities such as camping, aquatics, and hiking. Charlie, can you help us reflect a little bit on what it means in America for Boy Scouts of America to celebrate its 100th anniversary this month?
Well, I can hardly believe it's been around that long. The Boy Scouts, of course, are really international, and it was an Englishman that helped to get them started. But as they came to America, it has really been a fascinating history of taking urban boys, often from difficult families, and placing them in situations where they can get those great mentors and get out and appreciate nature. It also reinforces some of the values that are the best part of our nation in terms of hard work, in terms of charity. In fact, many of the merit badges and awards, in fact, if not all of them, most of them are focused on making sure you're making a difference in someone else's life. And I think it also represents just the enduring fun that young men can have together during those ages. And those are such formative ages. And to get the great mentoring, to have the fun, to learn the values, to appreciate the outdoors, it's an unbeatable combination. And it's really part of the whole warp and woof of our own nation, because we're a nation that lives in cities, but we love the outdoors. We're a nation that needs one another, but we love to work hard individually. So there's just some great things that the Scouts embody.
Lou, as my son sets his sights on becoming an Eagle Scout one day, can you share with our listeners what it might mean for him as he goes on past that award that he's going to work for? What does it mean to be an Eagle Scout in terms of looking back on that and people knowing that you're an Eagle Scout?
Well, you don't really know, as one Eagle Scout said once, that when they hand you the Eagle badge, you expect the trumpets to sound and fireworks to go off. And it really is not that. It is more of the process, but I think it is true. And it was really, I saw it firsthand myself when I started to apply to be in work in various fire departments. When you put on the application Eagle Scout, people stopped and looked at it, and when you talk to folks in the adult years and you say, it comes up and you say you're an Eagle Scout, they do look at you a different way. It shows a true commitment to seeing something to the end. It's not something that is easily obtainable by the average Scout, and everybody that was in Scouts knows where they finished. A lot of folks, gosh, like Charlie said, my brother was, well, I didn't make it that far. They all know what that means at the end of the day. And one thing I want to add back to my previous comments, if that's all right.
Sure.
The one thing that we talk about but sometimes gets missed is service and what the Boy Scouts does for service. And I'll just give you an example. The Scouts does a program called Scouting for Food, where they go out and distribute leaflets to folks and come back the next week and pick up the food. It's one of the biggest food drives in Northern California, actually the biggest food drive in Northern California, as an example. And this year, they collected over one day, putting the flyers out one weekend and picking up food the next day, enough food for 141,000 meals for folks who do not have food. So when you look at the service, the conservation projects, these service projects, the Eagle Scout projects, all the things that the Scouts do, on that aspect of the program, it does give, as Charlie said, a sense of community and responsibility for this nation and the people that are in it.
You know, as you talk about these building bricks of character and of skill development, I can't help but think that it's an unparalleled experience, because young boys don't usually get a chance to do these types of things in the lifestyle that we've come to experience here in America, at least in the urban centers, as more families move into cities. What does it mean for those of us who have learned something about how to be a good scout in terms of campfires and in terms of self-reliance? How has that impacted the quality of let's say disaster response preparation in California, to have a lot of scouts living in California who can be part of the response to fires or to various kinds of tragedies that might take place?
Well, you bring up an interesting point, and you see it every once in a while in the newspaper where a Boy Scout does something to save a life. But I think this, again, back to the scouting foundation, they give you a set of life skills, and some of those, whether it be first aid or swimming or life saving or other aspects, those are skills that you'll learn and maybe have to use later in life. But the Scouts have been big on as an example, emergency preparedness, and there's a merit badge called emergency preparedness where you actually train the Scouts to respond to emergencies, and you have a pool of trained individuals to do that. So scouting has woven itself into the fabric of the community and even in some levels into the emergency response system.
Charlie, as you think about the impact of scouting, you know that our country has a variety of political parties to it, And I find it important to know that scouting welcomes families from all political persuasions. What do you think that does to have kids be involved in a program that supports citizenship, whether right or left, in terms of political persuasion?
Well, what I loved about Scouts and what I still love about Scouts is that citizenship and love for others, love for your country, is not made hyper-political. No one can argue, regardless of how we may argue about all kinds of policies, no one can argue with a service ethic, a hard work ethic, a teamwork ethic, an appreciation for nature. You know, I always love to remind folks that it was Teddy Roosevelt that started the national parks, and we would hardly call him a socialist, and we want to remind folks that Bill Clinton worked with Republicans to help people get back to work. So I'm using those examples to say America at her best just welcomes everyone in building something wonderful. And no better place to start when, you know, between 11 and 18 and especially 11 and 15, boy, a boy's body and brain is going through all kinds of changes all the way through 18. You know, we men grow up a little bit slower than the ladies do. But what a great thing to have mentors, physical activity, mental engagement, a real respect for people of different backgrounds. That's part of the Scout ethos as well. There's no economic or religious or social or racial test. All boys are welcome, and it's just a tremendous thing.
Lou, when you think of this issue of values being inculcated, trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent, how do those values start to manifest in the life of a boy beyond them just being able to recite the Scout law? How does that process happen?
Well, it happens in various levels or various aspects of the movement, but as the boy develops, as you progress through scouting, you go through a process where the scoutmaster actually sits down and talks to you about how you're doing in scouts, and as specifically as you attain different ranks. And part of each one of those steps, you're asked to talk about the scout spirit and the scout oath and the scout law and how you're living it. So you have to explain that and talk about that. When you look at various merit badges, citizenship merit badges, et cetera, you have to live that action. You have to make that, ingrain that into your character, so to speak. And so it's there all the time. It's there at every troop meeting when the scoutmaster gives a minute at the end of the troop meeting to talk about the scout oath and law. It's something that's always there in front of the boys, that they know about it. And as they grow, especially in the teenage years, the program just ingrains it into their system, and it becomes second nature to them. And I think that's the value that scouting does, is to just continue on the scout oath, the scout law, what it means to be a responsible citizen, and what it means to make the country a better place.
Well, as we go to our second break, I want to again remind our listeners that our listener call-in line is 1-888-463-6748, and that you can learn more about our show at www.ourglobalhope.com. We'll be right back with Mr. Lou Paulson for more world-changing leadership talk.